It's a happy birthday for Tony Visco, 58 years young today, the pride of Mississauga. I'm messing up. Sorry, I'm going to let you pronounce
it. You got it, Mississauga. You got it.
Mississauga, Ontario, came and played for the Boilermakers in 1980, redshirted in 1983, 84 to 87. 10th on the all-time list in tackles, and that's a trivia question. And for number 49, who played a defensive end for Purdue. First of all, happy birthday! It's all days are good, and it's a special day on Veterans Day in the United States. But 11/11/1963 was a special day.
It was. It's obviously 58th birthday. It's. Coaches quickly, you don't think about it, Alan. Spent probably with family. My wife, Valerie, right now, unfortunately, we're traveling for business. We're actually in Louisville, Kentucky. Yeah. So I've made some meetings today, but, this call this morning. And hopefully many more happy birthdays. Yeah. Trying to stay in great shape and obviously watch what I eat and so forth and so on. But I appreciate the birthday wishes and the opportunity to be on Gold and Black.
So. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your professional career, because you've worked with done a number of different things, but with a tile company, but a little bit of what's keeping you going as your business life.
Well, in my business life, after I left Purdue, graduated in May of 88, I went on and played in the CFL, wrapped that up in the 92 season. After the 92 season, I actually worked in big box Home Depot stores as a manager for a long time, very fast paced, traveling different parts of the country. And then I came to work with this company called Louisville Tile Distributors out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. So that's what's home for me right now, Alan. So I'm kind of I am the branch manager here. And it's the tile industry, everything from commercial setting to hotels to residential settings to builders and stuff. So I kind of oversee 12 people in my facility. It's a great company. We got some great revenue going on, and it's just a fun place to be. Couldn't ask for anything better.
Well, in the last 20 months, it's been a challenge for everybody to deal with COVID and all the things that have gone on with that. Supply chain is at a real challenging spot. What have you, your football career and having to have that kind of toughness and perseverance, I assume that has probably come into play here with your business life over the last period of time.
It is. I mean, it's, as a football player, you take that beating every time you're on that field. You're up against big linemen, big fullbacks, big tight ends and stuff like that. And I think, the football tied into the business world, the routine that we did when we played ball, the discipline. If you wanted to get better, you had to put time in the weight room. You had to put time in the film room. And those traits and characteristics, I think, carried over into the business world and, helped me be who I am. That drive, that desire, to do the best has helped me on the other side as I transitioned, after 92 into the business world. So,
yeah, when you look at that in your career, you got off to us. You came into Purdue in 83, recruited by Coach Leon Burnett, but there was a Canadian connection. Talk about that. Willard Wells, who did a lot of recruiting, he was recruiting coordinator, and I think special teams coach, if I remember as well. But there was an interesting connection of a lot of guys that came from Purdue. In fact, another one that I'm talking to later today, if you can believe it, coincidence is unreal, Ernie Schrummeyer as well, because, of course, he had a big part of the 1988 win at Ohio State. But tell us about that and how you got connected to Purdue and who came knocking on your doorstep up in Ontario to get you to West Lafayette.
Well, that was back in 83. I attended some football camps. I believe some film got distributed. Willard Wells, who was our recruiting coordinator and special teams coach, from Chilliwack, British Columbia, which is on the West Coast to Canada and stuff. So he came knocking in. We did a sit down, did a campus visit, came down, loved it. I was tight end at the time, recruited as a tight end in 83. And that spring ball, we had a shortage at outside linebacker.
Yeah.
And, you know, Willard kind of put it plainly, said, you know, well, you could possibly be the second, third string tight end, or you could be possibly the number one starting outside linebacker. And that's how I came to the defensive side of the ball. The Canadian connection, Bill Hitchcock, Ernie Strehmeyer, Dan Payne, Rob Reynolds. I think Dan and Rob were from the West Coast, British Columbia. Yeah. Ernie and Bill were from Montreal. So I ended up hosting these guys on their recruiting trip. Okay. And so that's how the, I guess, the Canadian connection started. I think, you know, Ernie had that fantastic game in 88 at tailback / fullback there when we played in Ohio State. You know, I was out by then, but, you know, we beat him there. Bill started off as a defensive tackle and got moved to offensive tackle, I think, when Fred Akers came in. And he went on with the Seattle Seahawks. And then Rob and Dan both played both sides of the ball. You know, mostly offensive tackles. I remember offensive guard and a little bit of defensive tackle. So the Canadian connection, obviously, I must have made a good impression.
You did.
Stuff like that. And, you know, a lot of talent in Canada, a lot of talent in that Toronto, greater Toronto area, including Mississauga, a lot of great high school kids and athletes in all sports that have come stateside. Obviously, you know, Canada is a great hockey nation.
Yeah.
You know, so we got a lot of our student athletes going off to schools like Michigan with hockey programs, or Wisconsin, or Michigan State, or Notre Dame. So, but it was fantastic to be part of that Canadian movement, and I guess to kind of say a pioneer, you know, from West Lafayette all the way up to Mississauga, Ontario, to recruit a tight end that, you know, played different rules per se. You know, we played. Played the four downs in Canadian football up there, but we played on the larger Canadian field, the CFL field. So it was kind of a mix, but it was good. I wouldn't trade those memories and that experience for nothing, Alan. So
that wider Canadian field, that's why you were so laterally, you could go and hunt guys down. You were good at that. So from that standpoint. All right. Yeah. Your career starts up, you know, you and Fred Strickland, I think we're both, but I think Fred was a true freshman in that first game against Notre Dame, but you go out there in the Hoosier Dome, the old RCA Dome way back in the day, the dedication game, Purdue's a big underdog. You go in and beat Notre Dame and have a magical, you know, your redshirt freshman year. You know, you're the only team in Purdue history to beat Ohio State, Michigan, and Notre Dame in the same year. But talk about what that was like. I mean, you go in there, not only the Hoosier Dome, but then also to beat Ohio State and Keith Byers in 84 was unbelievable. What a way to start your college football career.
Yeah, I mean, you know, going back to the Hoosier Dome, it was the inauguration game.
Yeah.
For that stadium. So, of course, a lot of exposure, you know, TV, papers, everything else. And just to come in there and, I mean, frenzy, crazy. Yeah. Just like this past game with Purdue upsetting Michigan State.
Right.
You know, just the energy in the stands, the fans, the alumni, the players. And then to beat all three, you know, Michigan and Ohio State at home. No one would have expected that. You know, I think Leon, you know, brought us together. Coach Burnett brought us together. It's like, you had nothing to lose, gentlemen. You know what? Lay it on the line, play it like it's your last game, and just have fun. And that's what we did. Yeah. You know, when we beat Ohio State at home and they came rushing onto the field just like they did last weekend, and just being mobbed by the fans, trying to get your helmet, tugging on your shoulder pads, and unbelievable. I mean, just to feel the appreciation from everybody, the fan base, the student body, the alumni were there, the alumni that you met after the game. I mean, just all out effort from all the guys. You know, Rod Woodson was on that squad. Kevin Sumlin was there. Jason Houston was there. Kevin Hawley, all these great guys. Chris Dishman, you know, Fred Strickland, you mentioned. You know, so great guys. And we stayed kind of in contact through the Facebook or instant messaging. But to experience that, words are difficult to put in place. It's just a feeling of unbelievableness. You know, you're on cloud nine and you just get swallowed in with everybody else. Just the excitement. And sometimes it's a blur, Alan, to be honest with you. Just a blur of just like, man, did we just beat Ohio State? Did we just beat Michigan? Did we just beat Notre Dame? You know, are we going to a bowl? You know, and all that stuff. Just awesome. Absolutely awesome.
Well, there are going to be a lot of Purdue players. In fact, I think all of the Purdue players that will have the experience you had in 1985 of going to Ohio State and playing in that great facility. Purdue will have that opportunity this Saturday in Columbus. They haven't played there since, 2012, if you can believe that, in at Ohio Stadium. What is that like for you if you had to chase around number 41, Keith Byers? That wasn't fun, wasn't easy. But what were your memories of walking into that stadium and what it's like to play in Columbus? It's one of the great venues of all sports.
It is. You know, when we did the pregame warm-up, you know, we got to go out on the field before the fans would get into the stands. And so, you know, just to walk in and just marvel at that facility, you know, 90,000 roughly, you know, maybe a little bit more now, Alan.
Yeah.
And you just get that all because, you know, for me, a Canadian kid, I'm watching them on national TV, CBS back home in Mississauga or NBC or ESPN, you know, and to be there. And then the fan base, unbelievable fan base that they have, you know, loud stadium, very loud stadium. You get that fans going, that 12th man per se, but, you know, to be in that horseshoe, you know, and you think of all the players that were in Archie Griffin in that Keith Byers in there. I mean, all these great, great names that played for that school and that stadium just, It's magical because you Ohio State, you think football, you think the horseshoe, you think all of that TV exposure they've had over the years, so forth and so on. So, I mean, a great facility.
Yeah, going to be a great challenge for Purdue. You know, it's interesting because the 84 season, really, in the 2021 season, are kind of shaping up some similarities to it. I mean, the fact that, you know, you guys had that year as your redshirt freshman year of beating those teams and beating a number two ranked Ohio State team in West Lafayette. Of course, Purdue this year has beat number two ranked Iowa, number five Michigan State. But if you were in that locker room on Saturday and in Columbus and given Jeff Brohm asked you to give the fire up speech, what's your message to those guys heading into that game in Columbus?
I would say, you know, believing yourself, believing your teammates, you can grab and seize that opportunity. You play for each other. No one expects you to compete. You know, we weren't ranked at the beginning of the season. We were ranked after beating Iowa. You know, put everything else aside. Put the media aside. Look in this room. Look at your brothers in this room. You know, and go out, have fun. You know, leave it all on the field. You know, play with great sportsmanship and, go Boilers. Just a real, real, real simple, you know, to the point. So,
It's going to be a fun opportunity to do it. All right. So are you going to get a little bit of time today? You're on the road in Louisville. You said, will you get a chance for a little birthday dinner or FaceTime with family? How is that all going to work for you?
Well, the birthday dinner after we finish up here in Louisville, we're headed up actually to Lafayette, West Lafayette, to see my daughter.
Right.
So we are heading up there.
And she's
so
at Purdue.
Well, she graduated from Purdue. Okay. So she actually works in Lafayette for the children's services and the court services there. So we will be having dinner with her later this evening. And just kind of spending the weekend with her and probably get back on campus, Alan, tour the campus. It's been a few years since the pandemic and everything else. And, swing on by the old athletic complex. And
you won't believe it. I'm just telling you the way that way the university, the high rises and everything, it's crazy. But hey, go ahead.
I didn't mean so that's, you know, I mean, that will be the weekend pretty well, you know, just kind of kick back with my wife, Valerie, and my daughter and her fiance, Nathan. So just enjoy a great, you know, kind of birthday weekend.
All right. Well, have a great trip and safe trip up to West Lafayette later today. And that birthday is, like I said, something always worth celebrating. And they could use Boilermakers could use number 49 now. Number five isn't too bad, George Karloff.
No, he's not. He's not.
Purdue's got a good linebacking core and guys that can put pressure on the quarterback. That is what Tony Visco did during his career at Purdue. 351 career tackles, ranks 10th in the part of some really good Purdue football teams and very memorable Purdue teams. So have a great day, Tony. Thanks so much for your time. And thanks to Arnie's for sponsoring this. We appreciate that. And we'll look forward to, hopefully we'll see you up in a, for a game here before long as well.
Okay. I appreciate it, Alan. Thank you.